Hi, it's Anne with Spirit River Coaching on the Go. This morning I'm talking about clutter. And there's a lot of clutter that can be in our lives. It can be emotional clutter, physical clutter in our space, energetic clutter. So today I'm going to talk about energetic clutter and physical space clutter. We live in a society where we have so much available, and I love that. We can access things so quickly. On the flip side, you can just engulf yourself with the energy of notifications, messages, communication, to the point where sometimes your device is like the closest relationship in your life. So if this is you, let's think about how important it is to have clear space at time, a neutral space for you to take in new hunches, hear answers to questions that you've been asking. If you flood your space 24/7, even into the evening and sleep hours where you're getting notifications, you're not able to as clearly read your next steps in life. There's been a lot of talk about spirit, God force, the quantum field. And then we have all this data in the cloud and all these devices. So today I just want you to think about how you're using your time and energy, and if you are creating opportunities for neutral spaces throughout the day where you can really think and, get your gut instinct. And then look at your physical space. When I'm not organized internally, my external space is also unorganized. So one of the habits that I've started to do, or I started to 2 years ago, is when I finish a major project in my art easel or in my pottery or in my coaching practice, I take a half a day or I take a period of time to prepare for the next thing by cleaning, clearing up, organizing, getting things back in order. And it's a physical activity that helps me put closure on one process, and then it cleans a space and clears a space for the next thing to begin. If we never have any space, any emotional space, physical space, energetic space, how can we expect something to be able to fit, some new thing, some new exciting thing to be able to fit in our space? So today's coaching is just around taking an assessment of your physical space, your emotional space, and also your energetic space, where you're communicating, your airtime, your airspace, and see if you're getting times during the day, breaks throughout the day, especially in the morning and the evening, where you have this neutral opportunity to listen and be a conduit for the things that you're looking for guidance on. Love to you. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to get some of you more engaged in the community. So if you're enjoying these, please pop into the Instagram page, Spirit River WD, and send me a note. Sending you love. Have a beautiful day.